All right, a big focus now on left, right and center. The Karnataka sex tape horror case saw a major development today with the arrest of JDS MLA HD Ravana, who was taken into custody by the special investigation team from his father, that's former Prime Minister Devegowda's residence. Now, this comes days after the entire sordid scandal broke out, centered around HD Ravana's son, Prajwal Ravana, the MP from Hassan. During the first part of the Karnataka elections, over 2,000 sex videos started making the rounds in Karnataka, sparking anger and outrage. Soon, an SIT was formed. Prajwal Ravana, who left for Germany after the polling, was suspended from his party. Now, three FIRs in all have been filed, one involving the kidnapping of a woman in which HD Ravana is accused, and today the first big arrest in this scandal. Now, this comes just days before the rest of the state will vote in phase three of elections. So, is politics also peaking in this case? You also have Rahul Gandhi writing to the chief minister asking for action to be taken. Siddaramaiah also responding, and the CBI may also be involved. All right, so first let's get to the latest in this entire case and all the developments of today. NDTV's Pratibha sent us this report.
Well, it's been around 1.5 hours since HD Ravana landed at the CID office here, and he is in the custody of the SIT officials. Now, to record this as an arrest, the SIT officials need to produce HD Ravana before the magistrate and will also have to do a medical examination of HD Ravana. Now, post that, the custodial interrogation will take place. Now, that is going to play a key role in terms of providing different breakthroughs as well as leads in terms of this particular case, because we are talking of three FIRs that have been registered, where two of them point fingers at HD Ravana. One is a sexual harassment case, and the other that we're talking about is a kidnapping case. Now, the kidnapping cases are pretty grave in nature because that becomes a non-bailable section under 364A of the IPC that we are talking of here. And most of them have been talking about, especially the prosecution at the court before the interim bail plea was rejected at the Sessions Court in Bengaluru today. The prosecution was talking about the victim that in this particular case, who was featured in the controversial video as well. And she has been allegedly abducted, is what we hear, according to that FIR. Now, if this could be the handiwork of HD Ravana, then imagine the plight of several of the victims who could play a key or crucial role in terms of cracking this particular investigation. Now, the interrogation will also look at the whereabouts of his son, Prajwal Ravana, because all kinds of channels have been invoked, including the central agency's help that has been sought by the SIT now in terms of issuing a blue corner notice for Mr. Prajwal Ravana there. The key question is, when will Prajwal Ravana be arrested? When will he return to India? And when will he begin the cooperation with the SIT here?
All right, so those are all the developments of today. A major arrest there, a major development with HD Ravana being arrested. To talk more about this entire matter and the way it has been handled and the politics also involved in it, we're now joined by Madhu N. Rao, BJP spokesperson, Aishwarya Mahadev, Congress spokesperson, Aarti Jairath, senior journalist, Brinda Adige, a social activist and women activist. Thank you so much all for joining us. And Aarti Jairath, first to you, this has been such a shock matter, and there's also so much politics involved in it, a back and forth blame game, BJP saying the Congress sat on this this issue, this case, that it was known from before, no action was taken. Now you have Rahul Gandhi writing to the chief minister, him responding, etc. But at the heart of it also is the horror of this entire case of these hundreds of women who are even subjected to rape.
Absolutely, Gargi. You know, I think what really stands out in this is that despite all these, claims by political parties about women's empowerment and, strengthening women in this country and, bringing them up, you see, how politicians treat women. Women are just easy prey. And they victimize them using their influence, their positions of power to exploit them. And at the end of the day, that's really what comes out. And, this really cuts across all party lines. But what's happening in Karnataka right now will, I think, have political implications, because in 3 days,
all right, we will try and, you know, reconnect there with Aarti. I think she's back. But Brinda Adige, your comments on this, and we will go across to the politicians in just a moment. But first, the horror of this entire case, as Aarti was saying, it just shows how women, by some politicians, how they're treated. The fact that many of these women had come to these leaders, you know, wanting help, some were domestic help, etc. So it's really extremely sordid and shocking that, you know, there are over 2,000 videos available, and it's only come out, you know, it came out just ahead of elections, the day Karnataka was voting, Hassan was voting. Suddenly you have these videos going viral all over. So clearly there was, you know, some major politics in bringing it out, because these videos were available like from a year ago, and a gag order had also been brought Prajwal Revana against the media reporting on them.
You're absolutely right. The arrest of HD Revana has come a bit late. But at least the arrest has been made now. And this extends a lot of confidence to the hundreds of women who have been traumatized, humiliated by HD Revana, his son Prajwal, as well as the entire family. And you need to understand that Hassan is, you know, I wouldn't even want to use the word governed. Hassan is more like a fiefdom. It's a feudal mentality over there. And like you mentioned, these are all women who have come to them seeking some kind of a support, some kind of assistance, and they have been taken advantage of. And these women, for whatever reasons, have not been able to come out and speak. Because in our country, let it be the police or it is any other mechanism, nobody immediately believes the woman, A. B. There is no support or protection that one can extend or would extend, because we know the process itself is very, very tedious and cumbersome, from making a complaint to the police bringing the case to a logical conclusion. Because the courts, even though they talk of fast track, take over 8-9 years. We saw the Nirbhaya case, a heinous case of that nature. So that is why the women have not been able to come forward. But I just imagine what these hundreds of women are going through just now with all of these tapes out, because like you mentioned, those videos have gone viral purely with a political motive and a political reason and for political gains alone. Not an iota, not a shred of respect or dignity accorded to the women. And whoever are the politicians and political parties who have done this, I hope the SIT at some point, which may not be immediate, but at some point, would punish all of them. Because somewhere in our country and our justice system, nobody is punished for having done something like this. You know, put the videos viral, gone all over. One part of that is punishing those people. The other part is instilling confidence in the women to say that we will now take serious action. Not only that, protection, any kind of support that women want. If you know, there have been a lot of women who have been thrown out of their homes. Their families are in conflict. A couple of women attempted suicide. So this is so many layers of trauma, torture, humiliation, and the government has to face all of it and extend that support. And I'm very happy that this man has been arrested just now. The courts must strengthen the police and the SIT, because right, we know the courts also allow these people to get immediate bail. And the government needs to bring Prajwal Revana back so that both father and son are tried together.
No, absolutely. And, once the elections are over, the focus must remain on this case. Even the media attention must remain and ensure that justice is done. Madhu and Rao, JDS, your ally in the state, also, reports that the BJP may have ignored red flags. One of your own leaders, Devaraj Gowda, had claimed that he knew about this and had warned the leadership.
Gargi, good evening, and good evening to all of your viewers and also the panelists. Now, at the outset, let me make it one thing clear. Any atrocities against women will not be tolerated, cannot be tolerated, and should not be tolerated. As many number of words, I want to condemn these things. Now, point one. Point two. Well, you're talking about Mr. Devaraj Gowda. Now, let me make it some facts clear. There was a gag order which was obtained by Prajwal Revanna, and this was in the knowledge of the government. Why was no action taken by the Congress government in the state? Point one, because Parmeshwar is on record to say that. Now, point number two, who is in the state government? Who is at the helm of the affairs of the state government? It is the Congress government. And these tapes came out somewhere in 21st and 22nd. And 26th was the voting. 26th night, Prajwal goes out of India. Then 28th, there was a FIR which was registered after forming the SIT. What stopped the government in booking a Suomoto case? Because we have seen time and again by this government, for fake videos and fake news, they book a Suomoto case. I'm of a large magnitude of this issue. Why could the government not take at least a Suomoto cognizance?
Right, and I will ask Aishwarya Mahadev all those questions. But first to you, what about the BJP? If you're saying the state government knew, if these tapes were known about a year ago, you chose this person as your candidate from Hassan.
Gargi, the point is simple. You just mentioned about Mr. Devaraje Gowda. Devaraje Gowda is on record to say that, yes, I had written letters, but it did not reach the PMO's office or the Amit Shahji's office. And Mr. Vijayendra, who is the president of our BJP state Karnataka, is on record to say that I have not received any letter. So the question is simple. That rests the questions what you have posed to us. The question is simple. If that were to be the case, you would have not given for sure. Why would we give tickets to such persons? Because we are against any such atrocities. We are just mentioning again and again. But the points boils down. You know what? When there is a gag order which was obtained, which I was mentioning, the 82nd respondent was the driver of Prajwal Revanna, and he claims that all the videos were given to Congress leaders. Why was no cognizance taken of this, Gargi?
Well, the video note, actually, the video that we had, he said he only gave it to the BJP leader, Congress party. But in 2023, June is when this gag order was, gotten, which exactly. Prajwal had moved against 88 news outlets. Now, surely the Home Ministry, the IB, they must have been in the know of this, that there is this gag order, that there are these videos, even if the media could not report on them, because Karnataka seems to have this issue of, very easy gag orders being given over cases. Yeah. But even so, surely the intelligence would have known about it.
Gargi,
and
I will just respond to you.
To the, powers that be in the BJP.
I will just respond to you in 30 seconds. The respondents were made, of course, In that 82nd respondent was Karthik, and none of the central government agencies were made the respondent. Fair enough. State government was there. State government agencies should have been seeing it. What did the state government do, Gargi? These are pertinent questions.
All right, so let's take that to Aishwarya. Aishwarya Mahadev also there. Your response to that, Aishwarya Mahadev, and also, it just seems a lot of politics going on right now, given elections are underway. The fact that these tapes, these videos were known about since June 2023.
Good evening, Gargi. A few statements. The BJP is as complicit in this as they were in their silence about Brijbhushan and Sharan Singh, whose son they have now given a ticket to. For all the talk about women empowerment, I believe it is absolutely shameful the way that the BJP has acted. I did not want this debate to be about politics, but I will not allow lies, patently false statements to be made on your channel. So on the first response, right, when you say you know what is in a stay, I don't understand if you you know the legal process or not for the BJP spokesperson, because when a stay is obtained, wouldn't it be counterintuitive if people understood what the content was? Because if that was the case, nobody would have offered a stay whatsoever. Only the lawyer on record may have produced the evidence. One, I shouldn't have to teach procedure. Second thing, on this whole blatant lie that the letters didn't reach, the email backfired. Fine. Let me concede that the 8th of December 2023 letters written to Mr. Vijayendra and Amit Shah did not reach. Fine. 11th January 2024, Mr. Devaraje Gowda did a public press conference which went all over the state, where he said there is a stay for something that is wrong. But more than that, in February and in March, the Home Minister came to where? He came to Mysore. Who are the leaders? Mr. Pritam Gowda, A.T. Ramaswamy, Devaraje Gowda have also gone on record. You can disown one or two people. You can disown an entire district unit if you want. But it is in the public domain that you were well aware. I'm not going to go back to the facts, Gargi. There are a few things I want to mention. In this entire fight and the politicization. You see Mr. Kumar Swamy, you know, in Kannada they call him Usarvalli, who constantly changes his colors according to his convenience, but on the first day he completely condemned what had happened, and today is trying to create conspiracy theories casting aspersions on the women. And you know, Brinda and Aarti are completely correct in saying that, you know, the victims are the people who suffer. If I may take 10 seconds of your time. The second FIR was filed by a daily wage laborer from my taluk. This is the constituency I live and work in and even vote in. She was abducted on the 29th. Her family for 3 days had no clue where she was. A family suddenly had videos of her begging. And the FIR states this, where the videos had come out in the public domain where she's begging Prajwal Revana not to brutalize her, not to violate her, not to rape her. And he continues and proceeds to do it. This is the evidence that is out in the public domain. The woman was abducted. And when the man who took her away was finally arrested and questioned by the SIT, you realize she is being hidden in a place called Hunsur. This is one of the scariest realities of this. This is not just the brutalizing of women. The third FIR talks about a woman being raped with a threat of a gun because he had a weapon, and he raped her repeatedly after, based on the fact that he had video evidence of her and he blackmailed her there. There is absolutely no excuse for anybody to at any point even condone what has happened. I
don't think anybody is condoning.
And the BJP cannot shift blame. They are complicit. Call out weaknesses on my government's part if you want. The SIT will investigate, apportion blame. Whoever is responsible should be held liable, irrespective of party allegiances, because the women's lives, Gargi.
No, absolutely. I don't think anyone's condoning anything here, and definitely justice for the women. But many points that you've raised, Madhu Rao, if you'd like to respond to that.
Gargi, my only response to this, my friend Aishwarya, is simple. All the whatever she told, I accept it. Fair enough for a moment. Why was the affair not done in the beginning? What was the necessity for elongating it? You had to wait for a private commission to file a complaint before the Women's Commission and then direct the SIT to register an FIR? This is atrocious. This is what we are calling. Where was the government? Because we have seen day in and day out, the law and order situation in Karnataka is going from, you know, it's going to, from worst to worst. The fact of the matter remains, what were you doing all this time? I mean, I can only gather the political storm of it.
What was the minister doing? Why did he give him a ticket, Madhu? Why did Narendra Modi
Aishwarya,
raise his hand and give
Prajwal
your vote? How
Aishwarya,
pathetic.
Aishwarya, for a moment, I concede what it is. Register an FIR,
are
please. Why did
Amit
you not
Shah
even? No, I
are
do
you
not want to.
Amit Shah knew.
Amit Shah is on record to say
what
that
are
you
conceding?
People. Let me finish, please. I am telling, Amit Shah is on record to state that you knew all these things. You did not want to take any action because you lose Vakalita votes. This is the political issues which you are raising. I'm sorry, why did you have to take an action post the elections? Why did you not take an action before the elections is the question.
Because
what is
there was no
I wanted to politicize it. But since you asked the question, I'm telling you.
There are no faces in the videos that you have had.
I did not.
All right, so
what am I taking action
on? Political blame game, but Aarti Jera, just to bring this discussion back on track. Yes, a lot of politics over it. The BJP questioning, in fact, accusing the Congress that because of the Vokaliga vote that they did not bring this matter out before, you know, the first part of the election took place in Karnataka. The Congress questioning why this ticket was given, the fact that this was known about. Also, what's come into focus in this entire matter is this gag order that was brought about so that the media could not do its job and report on this horror and, you know, bring it to the public eye. Now it's been brought out because of, you know, the politics in elections. And now, you know, we're all pressing for justice for those women.
So, you know, Gargi, I know it's election time. And I know that, you know, obviously political parties will fight. But it is really sad that when such a horror, you know, such an outrage has been committed against some 2,000 something women, you know, political parties are not banding together to fight this. And everywhere, I mean, you know, BJP is blaming Congress. Why didn't they do this? We can also go to Manipur and ask, why didn't the BJP government do anything about those kooky women who were raped and then killed? Till the video came out, It was only when the video came out that, you know, there were some statements that came from BJP leaders. So, you know, the fact is that whether it's BJP or Congress or anybody, they're all complicit in the way they treat women, the way they exploit women, because they are in positions of power. And they use that power to, you know, do what they like, to, you know, I mean, take advantage of helpless women who turn to them because they need help from politicians to get ahead. Because, you know, life is so unfair. And it is sad that today, instead of them all joining hands and raising a chorus for justice for these women, they're fighting over why didn't you file an FIR? Why didn't you do this? Why did you wait for the, you know, tapes to come out? Why did you wait for the elections to be over? I mean, that's not the way. Those are not the responses you expect from political parties, which today are talking about being committed to women's empowerment. And, you know, Gargi, we're seeing increasingly how women are participating in the democratic process. Right. Year after year, election after election, the women turnout is higher. You know, I mean, surely they deserve to be treated with respect. Their complaints need to be addressed. And, you know, whatever's happening
absolutely,
it should be fast-tracked. You know, justice should be delivered ASAP.
Absolutely. Brinda Dige, your comments here and, you know, political blame game. But here, what we've seen recently is also this politicization of rape. Everybody looks to see in which state did it take place, who was ruling that state, which party could possibly be blamed. And then we see, you know, it's pick and choose and outrage over cases of rape and of women.
Yes, this is not only sad, but it is outrageous, because every political party just waits to see what mileage they can get out of the victims, who are always women, maybe sometimes children. But women, women's bodies, women's dignity has all become battlegrounds for politicians who forget that they are elected representatives and we are their paymasters. And they do not feel that they are accountable to us. And I think it is time now for political parties to bear now the brunt of all of this that they have been doing, for whatever reasons that the videos have gone viral. Now the government must put its foot down and say that this is no longer just eyewash of, you know, arresting him, going for questioning, now waiting, Prajwal Revana asking 8 days, 7 days, 12 days. He should be brought back here in the next 24 hours, arrested.
That's
and
right.
Questioned, so that women do not feel that they are going to lose something more than already what they have lost.
Right. Madhu and Rao, your response to that, why can't the government, you know, work harder to bring him back to the country, cancel his passport, the blue corner notice, etc., CBI, use whatever means, bring him back?
I mean, Gargi, I could have not. I accept all those things, whatever Ms. Aarti has stolen, as well as Adiga has stolen, including Aishwarya. The point is simple. The law will take its action once an FIR is filed. Fair enough, it has been filed. And further, if you're asking me why could you not bring him, fair enough, the state government is taking, I think that's what the Congress government is now telling, that we are taking every action and sending a lookout notice for him to be coming into India. And they also requested the CBI also for a blue collar notice that is also being under process. Well, this is a process. My question is simple. I think I don't have to teach constitution to everyone, because everyone are aware in Karnataka, this Congress government is at the helm of the affairs.
All
it
right,
was
so
but for, it, comes it was for
back
them to take
the
any action for
the Congress.
Matter.
Final word to Aishwarya, your quick response to that. I'm running out of time, but hopefully justice will be done. We want that commitment from our politicians that, you know, these women, many of them in fear, some even, you know, their families are turning against them, etc. So we want these women to be protected and justice to be done.
Gargi, I know for a fact that the SIT and the Women's Commission are taking utmost care and concern to ensure that the survivors are taken care of. There are lots of more reports of abductions, but the SIT has acted swiftly, and today the Chief Minister has also called them up for not acting. At the end of the day, this is not just about politics. This is about the lives of women and the place we give them, and what politicians think they can do with them, which has to be that we set the law that they cannot abuse their power. An asymmetry of power does not equate women being treated that way. And for the strictest action to be taken, irrespective of whether you're a chief minister, prime minister, former, whatever it is.
Right, absolutely. I think that's what we all want, and no politics over, you know, the bodies of women and justice to be done. I'm completely out of time, but thank you so much all for joining us on this program. We'll continue to focus on this issue, and much after elections are over as well, NDTV will definitely continue to, you know, follow this entire case and the developments. Thanks for watching. Good night.